Some have called me insane. In fact, all have called me insane. But I come before you good people tonight with an idea. An idea that could change your life. First, you must understand that society is based on lies. Not just little lies. No, not the lies that come for a dime a dozen. I'm talking about massive lies. Earth-shattering lies. Lies that could change your life. What if I was to tell you that these words, what you're hearing right now, are all in your head? Keeping in mind that everyone says I'm insane, you probably said that I'm lying. Maybe I am. Is that a lie? Could be. Could very well be. Could be exactly the sort of lie that could change your life. Have you read a good book? What was the best book you ever read? Or maybe you don't like to read books, in which case a more appropriate question would be, what was the best book you ever read? Either way, this doesn't matter from perspective. That's what my idea is all about. You must understand that my idea isn't about getting thinner, stronger, or smarter. My idea has nothing to do with achieving any goal that you've ever had. No, my idea has nothing to do with that kind of change. We aren't talking about physical, mental, emotional, or political changes here. My idea is about other changes. My idea could change the way you think about thinking. My idea could change your life. Have you ever been happy? Really, really happy? Happy enough to say that your life has been fulfilled and that you didn't need any more happiness? So happy that you said, no, I've had enough happiness. Give my happiness to someone else. Have you been that happy? Do you want to be? Let me put it to you this way. What if, for the sake of argument, you woke up and were someone else, someone better, someone happier, someone who knew my idea? Would you then be happy? Does it matter? That's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't matter. Nothing matters when you find out my idea. That's what makes it so perfect. The perfect idea. The $1 million idea. And you, my friend, are about to find out what this idea is. It's all up here, all in my head. The idea, that is. No matter how many people say that you're insane, that never makes you insane. Unless everyone says it. If everyone says it, it must be true. Everyone could be wrong. Everyone couldn't fall for the same lie. Many have said that fame and fortune make a person unhappy. I say that those people aren't happy either. Not really happy. Not truly happy. I'm not so happy that they don't want to know my idea. They're just a part of the lie. Do you want me to tell you what this monstrous lie is? Maybe you do, but maybe, just maybe, you really truly don't. You have to look deep inside yourself before I can explain what I've been explaining. Ask yourself if you're ready. No, really. Do it. If you are, listen on. If you aren't, listen on. My idea is so big that even if you were to stop listening right now, you'll hear about it from somebody else. Somebody that doesn't know better. Maybe your mother, maybe your best friend, maybe even a doctor. Yes, I said a doctor. It's that big. Of course, if you did stop listening right now, you'd have to wait. The waiting is what would get to you, the incessant waiting. Pounding into your skull like 1,000 hammers of some kind. Waiting, waiting, wishing, hoping, praying to various deities that the next person you meet on the street will have heard of my idea. The idea that could change your life. But you aren't like that. I knew from the start that you weren't the type of person who would stop listening after you've started. At least not this. Oh sure, there was that one song you just couldn't bring yourself to finishing. But this isn't like that. This is different. This isn't a lie. This is the truth. Before I tell you my idea, you have to promise not to tell anyone else. If you were to tell anyone, and I mean anyone, then it would all be over. The idea can't be unveiled to the unknowing. Only I may explain my idea. But what of the past, you ask? In the past, people have promised me ideas. I've been promised more wonderful ideas than I can shake a hat at, you say. Not this one, though. Oh no. Not in a billion years have you heard an idea like this. I come before you good people tonight with an idea. An idea that could change your life.